You are listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Noisy after the war. Machines and sky, dread in heart, another war day. Bomb blasts on them, on us, noise of hell. First booms of morning. Dogs and crows respond. Windows rattle. Silence, a refuge before the storm. In search of myself,
I seek out 1,000 others. Open ears. Do I notice today's miracles? Shut up and listen. Secrets will flow. Simple empathy. Perhaps now, flamenco dreams will strut my mind.
Hold on fire.
in one basket, my thoughts and plans try to appear calm. Nightmares aside, such peace in simply being. Breathe out, breathe in. Tables and rockets slide through the sky. Morning clouds. Price of bananas. Design of staircases. Brain mulls dilemmas. If I move, who will monitor neighbor's cough? Huge puppet, heavy on hand, mocks creator. Glorious morning, birds cheer the coming, contagious delight. Sealed windows, morning through slats of blinds, one triumphant fly. So close, last night ready to fly away, me and the bluebird. I don't like dwelling on loss, you and not you. How you were so riled up, tossing your ire at every wrong, this sudden lack of you, this no more of you and not you, this I do not like. Yet here I am, caught in a not you chasm, a gaping, breathless pit, not filled, but mockingly so not you. Rush of events, full tide emotions, melt into flat line. Sudden quiet aligns with emptiness. You're gone.
Happy to feel that. At the end of the line, of the line. And it don't matter if you're by my side.
Hi. I'm taking a walk in the kibbutz. It's our time Friday. People are inside getting ready for dinner. And the haiku I'm going to read are morning haiku. So just pretend that the sounds you hear are morning sounds. Wake up call, penetrates dream, cool daybreak. Incessant bird beat, 5 a.m., 5 a.m., 5, until I'm up. What? A new day? One more chance to be me. Eyes closed. Life events outstay their welcome. Day preparation. Read all the rules, then be simple. Consciousness wanders back to body, exhausted from dreams. From house to house, coffee rituals with bird serenades. Wild party. Sun shows up, bird song frenzy. Bird soars. A welcome expansion. Mind release.
Thank you. what's new with me? This week I've been really busy. I teach puppetry and I teach English, and I'm involved in a sort of a high-tech educational project. So I've been busy. And what else? On the news, they discovered another tunnel being built under all the kibbutzim in this area. The people in Otef Aza in the Gaza Strip have been busy. And they've been using materials that Israel's been giving them to build houses. So people are a little worried, a little concerned. But so what? Life goes on. And so I'm going to read a little haiku. For no reason, dawn yanks her from bed to swirl in silence. Central Park, free skip through dimensions, ageless player. That one was written for my uncle, who's 93, and he's learning poetry, he's going to the opera, and I dreamt he was skateboarding, so that was for him. He's also a judge, and he still goes to court and makes judgments, writes books. Right. High velocity, roar and circumstance, while I gently sleep. Mess around, abracadabra, but what is real? Near the end, eyes puff into sadness, lingering sigh. The wife unslips, excuse me, the wife unwraps husband's arms and slips away. Nothing personal. Calendar days collide into time zones. Meanwhile, I watch clouds. Friends climb totem. Call out to the world, each with message. Early hours, dogs barely bark at silent birds. But bark they do.
Sitvar sitar. Sari slips off the shoulder. In barefoot gesture, twist hand, speak eye. Tabla, tabletop. Air flies, arms rise, dance, knees open as mountain sighs. Sitfar, sitar, bubbles, wonder, a stroll. Music rush, sitar, sitar. Sitar, sitar. Slips off the shoulder. Tabletop. Air flies. Arms rise. Dance. Knees open as mountain sides. Sitvar. Sitar. Tabletop. eclipse off the shoulder. Sit far, sitar.
You are listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
A flock of poems land on my page, loath to move. Lips from nowhere appear in my blanket, lonely for a lover. A terror pervades as I swirl through space, hoping for connection. Confrontation. Clean design meets reality. Options fly. Careful selection. Inner guru. The pine needle. Sharp enough, but soft with friends. Buzzing ideas flutter my dream time until I detach. Fog-filled path, small voices from bushes. Where am I?
Buzzing ideas flutter my dream time until I detach. Fog-filled path, small voices from bushes. Where am I? Again, whispers pull me from sleep. Faceless alliance. The taste of later infiltrates my mind. Music brings me back.
Black waves call dawn. I cling to sand. The back of my mind, memories sink with present undulation.
Thank you.
haiku slips in, leaves a sigh, and that's it. Sun, trapped in plastic cast, how long the night? Awake at 2, me and the lawn sprinklers decorate the night. Very early slides into almost late. Isn't time strange? All chances arrive on schedule, if I notice. Words resonate, added bass and percussion. Who can sleep? Camels in the field, long time residents, pay no mind. Back to green fields, chamomile welcome, me and my bike. Alas, the frog departs, no more pond frolic, back to work. Out of work, mindfulness teacher sits and breathes. Another milestone, a fast kiss as we part. My mind, a small crumb in the world loaf.
Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know me. Talk to me, you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to tell you about one of my favorite poets, Basho. First, listen to what he says about himself. In this mortal frame of mine, which is made of 100 bones and 9 orifices, there is something, and this something is called a windswept spirit, for it is much like a thin drapery that is torn and swept away at the slightest stir of the wind. Let's look at some of Basho's life events. Born in 1644, southeast of Kyoto, he's known to have begun to compose haikai at the age of 12. He continued to publish and study. He took on students. He even had a job working in the waterworks department until the age of 34, when he was recognized as a master. Then he shaved his head and he became a lay monk. He withdrew from public life and moved to a small hut. It was there a student gave him a banana tree called a basho tree, and from this he took his name. Back to what he says. This something in me took to writing poetry years ago, merely to amuse itself at first, but finally making it its lifelong business. It must be admitted, however, that there were times when it sank into such dejection that it was almost ready to drop its pursuit. Or again, times when it was so puffed up with pride that it exulted in vain victories over the others. And what was going on in his life? Well, a fire destroyed much of the place he was living, called Edo, and his little hut. And he began to travel around the world. Well, around his world. He had a travel journal, much like some of us, and then he returned to his home in Edo in 86. Then he took off again on the road. He sold his home, he went north, he wrote another masterpiece called Narrow Road to the Far North. And then he began the concept of sabi, which is solitariness and loneliness that results in lightness and intense concentration. In 91, he returned to Edo. In 93, however, his health began failing. And he introduced a new idea called karuni, which he described as like looking at a shallow river with a sandy bed. And that year, in November 93, he died. His death poem. Sick on a journey, my dreams wander the withered fields. Let's look back again. He said, indeed, ever since it, that spirit he spoke about, began to write poetry, it has never found peace with itself, always wavering between doubts of one kind and another. At one time, it wanted to gain security by entering service of a court. At another, it wished to measure the depth of its ignorance by trying to be a scholar. But it was prevented from either because of its unquenchable love of poetry. The fact is, It knows no other art than the art of writing poetry, and therefore it hangs on to it more or less blindly. And now, some haiku by Basho. Autumn moonlight. A worm digs silently into a chestnut. A bee staggers out of the peony. A cicada shell, it sang itself utterly away. The beginning of art, a rice planting song in the backcountry. Midfield, attached to nothing, the skylark singing. Winter solitude, in a world of one color, the sound of wind.
Birds and I fly the distant fields, then discuss. A lie, a half smile or deceit, forgive or explore. Glad to be alive. Dreams leave me exhausted. One bird lends a hand. Neighbor's garden, waterfalls over pebbles. His voice is silent. Symbols of meaning. Clog up my pathway. Time to wake up. This is Archie Shep, Africa. You hear? Okay, let's go. A germ of conscience slowly matures and seeks companions. Look and find, search conscience and suffer, or let go and breathe. Collapse of yang, lost in a sea of mushrooms. Feeble cry for help. Into the future, mind drags cobwebs, body follows trail. One black cat infiltrates my life. Bed and breakfast. Chunk of flesh for me to horsefly, alms to the poor. Towards the light, wherever it leads, curious to see.
That's pretty standard with the kinds of guitars the drummers generally play.
Of ancient history. blanket the night, ludicrous to sleep. Birdsong bursts, all sounds welcome, another day. One false step, morning coffee decorates clean floor. While we can, walk in the fresh green, breathe air in peace. Between branches, a rattle and a twig, favorite bird appears. Puppet eyes, watch from the corner, work invitation. Brainstorm, three creative heads, travel new roads, quiet skies, the energy of autumn, my new best friend. Young tree bears four yellow guava, gifts of fall. Autumn takes a bow, all in a life's work, leave him smiling. Question to self. If I have so many tears, how much laughter? Elaborate story we choose to believe. Existence of time.
Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lovely dreams, lovely summer dreams, gone and left me here to weep my tears along the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a sighing and crying alone. Murmur to the night, hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Willow, willow. Willow, weep for me.
and a little haiku. Back on track. Sleep all night. His shoulder on mine. Big plans. Jump out of bed. Forget to touch ground. Walk with me. Another forest home calls us back. On the way from inside a soft cloud towards a gentler ground. New voice in head, gentle chant everywhere I go. Rice paper screens slightly parted, scene revealed. Skull exposed, my face no longer. Isn't life strange? All night rain, drums on rooftops, tadpoles in garden. Too quiet the night, no noise from the neighbor. Alone to ponder. Night cradle, rock a slow samba until dawn. I see the light, so very focused, till I wake up. Dogs bark directly into window, early Saturday.
And I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this hour.